evening. This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So at this point, is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on October 20th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Arden Community Center, which is on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net control not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find our preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. Okay, I am now listening for any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations that wish to join us this evening. Please call. I am now listening for EchoLink check-ins. Are there any stations on EchoLink who would like to join us? I will pause for 15 seconds.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in through the EchoLink system from North Utica tonight. Kathy, I believe I'm the only one in the queue here.
Okay, Kevin, well, thanks for joining us this evening, and how are things in North Utica?
Hey, good evening. Yes, KD2FPM here, Kevin James, like I said, up in North Utica. Very interesting day here. I've been watching the weather, obviously, because I'm doing the weather forecast for the radio station this weekend. In fact, as a quick side note, they've changed their branding. It's now called Inspo Radio, and for those that are outside of the immediate listening area, you can go to WVVCUtica.com for more information, and you can also listen live there, which is kind of cool. So, but yeah, watching the weather, I've been watching the lake effect bands setting themselves up, and a couple places were reporting grapple today, which was kind of interesting. So that air mix with the cooler temperatures is giving us some of that frozen precip, and I'm hearing the word snow for the weekend at various points. I don't think it's going to accumulate much. I'm hearing rumors maybe up to an inch in the Tug Hill region, so hopefully we don't see much too soon here, because, I mean, unless you're a snowmobiler or a skier, yeah, you want it to come soon, but for the rest of us, it's like, we'd like to hold on a little while longer. So, and I know the Adirondacks are at or past peak along with the Catskills for foliage, and most every place else is at or near peak for the foliage, so kind of interesting. Right now, I got a little drizzle outside, 46 degrees here in North Utica. This is KD2FPM. I'll say 7-3 and stand back and listen. Back to net control.
Okay, Kevin. Well, thanks for joining us this evening. We've got 41 degrees here. Yep, hearing about snow and all that stuff. But, we can't complain about our fall. We've had some windy days that took a lot of the leaves off the trees, so... But it was beautiful, though, this year. Colors were really beautiful. All righty. This is KC2YXN, Net Control, for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening.
WA2U.
Okay. We have not quantity, but quality. George and John. So how are things with you today, George?
Well, good evening, Kathy, everybody on the net. We got a temperature here like Kevin James is there in North Utica, 46 degrees. Temperature range today was 42 to 53, and did have a few periods of sunshine. I did get the batteries on the solar thing charged up now. And hopefully things will start working out next week. The home inspection went swell and everything. To get my mother back here again with a health aid. So they were languishing in the hospital. So gonna see what happens next week. But only by Thursday, I gotta call USCare down there again, find out what the heck's going on. So with that, we'll say God bless in 73s and 2 PSM clear.
Okay, George, well, we got your mom in our prayers, and sounds like things are moving along fairly well. So that'll be nice. I'm sure she'll really enjoy being at home. All righty, next up is WA2U.
WA2U in the assembled multitude. Oh, good evening to George and Kevin, James, and I don't know, maybe there'll be some other people checking in the multitude of listeners out there. So, of course, Kathy's right here. So, anyways, had a good day today. We've had an ongoing project of putting CDs away, and today I feel like assume a drum roll. We finally got all the DVDs put away on the shelf in the living room for storage. Probably a couple hundred DVDs, and there's another shelf ready for more. But you buy more CDs than DVDs, but they're all in alphabetical order. Can't get them all organized. So there was a time in history when I felt that. It's one of these things you plan, but you never see it to fruition, but it actually took place and happened, so it's good. So if we want a certain DVD by a group or a concert to listen to, we actually have a chance now of finding it. Worked on a couple other projects, got another light hooked up here in the kitchen. All the wiring is all fine, and the light is suspended by the heavy wiring, so hopefully we'll get up to either Forestport tomorrow or Boonville one place and see if we can get an extension or a longer rod to feed through the boxes up in the ceiling, so the lights won't resemble chandeliers, but Kathy didn't seem to mind. I said, well, we haven't made much progress. She goes, yep, nice lights, and they're all brand new, and they're nice and clean, unlike what we had here when we first got the house here from previous owners. So I didn't even try to do anything with them. I shut the power off and got the wire cutters out and took care of business. They went out in the dumpster. Anyways, I'm not sure if anything special is going on this week, and as far as amateur radio is concerned, of course, we are getting into the time of year where there's a lot of contesting and things. There's probably some sort of contest mentioned in QST. However, it's a good time of the year to go out and look at the antennas and do a little pre-maintenance before any problems as far as water and things you can't take care of. So good chance to look through the trees if you got wires strung up through the trees, do a lack of foliage, and get ready for challenging weather. So with that, we'll turn it back over to Net Control, and maybe some other people will be joining us this evening. Oh, Kim Commando shows on tomorrow for computers, since people will be probably spending more time inside. If you have a computer, or you're thinking of getting a computer, it's kind of interesting. Locally, you can hear it on WIBX. It's 9:50, and it's usually at 10 a.m. in the morning, and the Kim Commando show has been on for years and years and years, so a lot of good information. Turn on the radio in the shop or whatever and listen in. WATU, back to that.
Well, thank you, John, and thank you for joining us this evening. This is KC2YXN, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for further check-ins.
And 2KKL, good evening, Kathy.
KC2WI.
Okay, we have some late check-ins, Pauline and Pete. Pauline, how are things there in Stockwell?
KC2YXN and 2KKL, things are fine. We had some rain today and then the sun come out and it's cooling right down. I'm not sure what we're down to, but it's cooling down, that's for sure. Let's see, we're down to about 44 degrees. Anyway, good evening, everybody. Good to hear you. And hope y'all have a nice weekend. It's going to be kind of chilly, but I know John's always got his wood ready. And 2KKL, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Pauline, well, thanks for joining us this evening, and have fun on the radio during this weekend. And next up is Pete. I know you have a lot of things going today, as usual. How are things?
KC2WI, it's still 46 degrees, has not changed in the last hour or two. High of 54, it was a really quite a nice day. I didn't expect it after the rain started last night. And I couldn't get out and enjoy it like I wanted to. I actually sat in here in the morning and it was cold in the house. I didn't put the wood stove on. I didn't put the furnace on. I said, well, I'm going to go out and get this computer installed and this and that. Well, I fiddled around way too long before I actually got out. And then when I went out, I realized it was pretty nice. So I got that done and came back and took my salt shield off the trailer, put the racks on it, and went up and got one load, one quart of, I could put one quart of firewood on the trailer, and then I drive quite slow, because that's a lot of weight on the little trailer and the little car, the little Geo Tracker, and got that stacked just about as it was starting to get kind of dark, and one load was enough for today, and I would say no loads tomorrow or Sunday given the weather. And then I gotta go up and help my dad, or I gotta move snowmobiles and move stuff and do this and that, because we're gonna take a big tree down. You're gonna have somebody come do it. It's not, you know, this is a job for a professional. Our big fir tree, a big Christmas tree in the front yard that I don't remember, but, you know, they claim was 10 or 15 or whatever feet tall, and now it's a huge tree. It was a beautiful tree, but about 2-3 years ago, we started noticing, you know, branches didn't look too, some branches were getting brown, and it's you know, it's lived its life, and now it's dead. So, anyway, that's going to happen, and I'll probably use some of that for firewood. Well, that remains to be seen. I think what we may do is all the big branches will cut, and I'll use that, but the trunk is probably going to be, I don't have a log splitter, and it's, you know, it's going to be knotty and all that, so I don't know. But it'll work for free firewood. It's just about, except I don't know how free it is. It's just a lot of effort to get it. The big thing, I don't know what's going on other than John, tomorrow 10 o'clock a.m. to 10 o'clock p.m. is the New York State CUSO party. The NYQP is on tomorrow, and so I'll be looking for contacts in all the New York counties in particular, and Hopefully there will be somebody here in Lewis County, one of the local guys. I might have to call somebody up and say, get on 2-meter simplex or something. And maybe somebody that I can get to direct in Boonville if I can't find somebody on HF in Oneida County and stuff like that. So that's the plan for tomorrow. I thought about maybe putting up a Nivis antenna or an inverted V for, getting a little different radiation pattern, but I didn't have the time to do that, and I probably won't do it tomorrow if the weather's like they say. So that's, I got what I got here. Made a fire in the wood stove tonight for the first time in several days, and it feels nice and comfy in here, and it's going to keep going, I'm sure, until I don't know. Towards the end of the week, they're saying high of 60, so I may go out there in the day if I'm not here. But that's the scoop from here, Casey. Oh, and the Boonville Radio Club meeting is Tuesday night, KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Well, you always have a full day, and we got a couple of trees that got to come down here too, and not looking forward to that too much. They're pretty big and probably close to the same state of yours. So good, very good. Alrighty, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins for us at this point in time? Please call now. Okay, before I close the net, I always have my joke of the week. So, here we go. This is a pretty good one. A man went to the doctor and told him that his pants didn't fit. The doctor weighed him, but he hadn't gained a pound. The doctor said, "You must have furniture disease." And the patient said, "Oh, no. What is that?" The doctor replied, "That's when your chest starts sliding down into your drawers." I will now close the Black River Valley service net and return the repeater to regular amateur use. I want to thank Kevin, George, John, Pauline, and Pete for joining us this evening, and for all those scanner listeners that joined us as well. Everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy whatever it is that you do, safe and happy. This is KC2YXN 73 to all, clear.
This is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of Echolink on this repeater. It's always appreciated. Until tomorrow, I will say 7-3. KD2FPM is clearing out.
Check in tonight with or without traffic. All stations are open. And after the tail drops on your repeater, please check in.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, Ray. Thank you for checking in. looking for additional stations. Again, please wait till the tail drops on your repeater.
This is... Kilo Delta 2, Charlie Delta X-ray, portable, no traffic.
KD2CDX. Okay, good signal there. And I thank you for checking in. Justin, good to hear you. Okay, anyone else? And again, you know, I'm receiving interference off the 6-2 in Rochester, so please wait till the tail drops on your repeater, and then usually I'm clear of the interference. So stations can be in place. Okay, well, we'll make one more try. And I'll stand by again for one more time here. We'll see if we have any additional stations for Octane tonight. As you know, I have NBU and CDX. If anybody else came in and I didn't copy, and again, please wait till the tail drops on your repeater. Stations, come in, please. Okay, very good. Thank you all. Thank you both for checking in. 7-3 is to both. Have a good evening, good day, and well. KA2 then is up.